He should be offended.
Okay, I'm going to call to order this 5:50 p.m. on February 11th, 2016, meeting of the Senate Committee on Workforce and General Government. And the purpose of this hearing will be to have a work session on Senate Bill 1587. And so I will open that work session. And what we need to do here is to adopt the Dash 3 amendments. Those that I had mentioned the other day were on their way, and that I think represent a positive consensus around this issue of wage enforcement. And then we need to send it over to Ways and Means, because it does have fiscal implications. So, Jan, do you want to tell us what the amendments do? Thank you.
Happy to, Mr. Chair and committee members. So the Dash 3 amendment replaces the original bill, and it specifies the information that's to be included on the itemized pay stub. It requires the employer to maintain time and pay records of terminated employees for not less than the period that's required under the Fair Labor Standards Act, and to allow the employee to inspect these records upon request. And in comparing the Dash 3 to the bill, I also want to point out that the Dash 3 removes the private right of action and in the tolling of statute of limitations that were proposed in the original measure. The Dash 3 also authorizes the Wage Security Fund to be used to fund three full-time positions in the Wage and Hour Division of BOLI to investigate and enforce claims of underpaid and unpaid wages under Chapter 652 and 653. Compared to the original measure, it removes the proposed language regarding the authority of the commissioner to require the bond of the employer who fails to establish or maintain a regular payday. So that part is out of the Dash 3. Finally, it prohibits a contractor or a subcontractor or their agent from failing to pay a prevailing wage rate or other specified actions that are taken to avoid the cost of the prevailing wage rate, punishes violation by a maximum of 5 years imprisonment, $125,000 fine, or both. And those provisions related to the prevailing wage rate are operative January 1, 2017. The bill would have a emergency clause, and that's it. There is a revenue statement, saying no revenue impact to the Dash 3, and the fiscal office released what we call the fiscal light, just for the purposes of referring it down to Ways and Means for further analysis.
Great. Any questions about this, colleagues? Obviously, if we were in a different time situation, you know, I'd be happy to go into more detail about the process that we used to get to this point. But I think the point that we are at on this bill is, you know, we have a bill that is going to do a lot of good in terms of providing heightened wage enforcement, deterring bad behavior, and I think providing clarity for workers about, you know, just how their pay is being calculated, while at the same time removing some of the issues that cause concern among employers that good employers would be swept up, in the hunt that everyone wants to have to catch the bad actors. So I think that's where we are, and so I think really this is ready to, these amendments are ready to be adopted and then send the bill to Ways and Means. So I would love to have a motion at this point to adopt the Dash 3 amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me a hint there as to which amendments we were going to be adopting. Okay, so Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 1587.
Okay. Vice Chair Thatcher has moved the Dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 1587, dated February 10th, 2016. Is there any further discussion of this motion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted. Vice Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1587 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
And be
referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Vice Chair Thatcher has moved Senate Bill 1587 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion of this motion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. The bill will go to the Committee on Ways and Means. And just before adjournment, I will say we originally had scheduled for today discussion of issues around sick leave and some of the problems that have been identified and to have us explore and put on the record. So we obviously cannot do that today, and so we'll be taking that up next week. So stay tuned. We'll have an agenda posted.
Do we have many bills coming our way?
You know, I don't really know that. We'll see. If we're only going to meet next week, colleagues, is there a preference as to Tuesday or Thursday?
If we're only going to meet once?
If we're only going to meet once. I mean, if we don't have bills.
Gee, I don't know. These pop quizzes, I'm not sure how to answer that.
Yeah. All right. Well, stay tuned. Let me know if you have any strong thoughts about that, because we don't know yet what's coming over. All right. So, colleagues, with that, we are adjourned. Adjourned. So, colleagues, with that, we are adjourned.